Michael, I always know it's the start of summer in Derry when I see you, the launch of Foyle Cup, and here we are again.
Well, we're delighted here to have O'Neill's as our title sponsor this year, so the title is O'Neill's Foyle Cup. I'm as equally delighted as you because of the success of this event. As we know, it began in 1992 with 8 teams. We move forward to 2018, 400 teams this year. We had 340 last year, and we've passed the 400 mark this year.
So every year that we meet here at whatever location we're at, there's always more teams. And I remember a few years ago thinking, couldn't do 400, but obviously you can.
Well, I genuinely thought in the City of Culture year 2013, we had 164 teams, and that was us peaked. Now, we're only, 5 years on from that, and we have now 400. Absolutely brilliant. But in same with 400, I have about 25 teams on a waiting list, and I had a curtail entries, such as the interest. Now, not just locally, from all over Ireland. We have 18 teams from America. We have 3 teams from Africa. We have teams from Finland, teams from Sweden, teams from France, teams from all over the UK. The message seems to have got out there. Now, you might say it's good marketing on our behalf or whatever. We have not travelled outside the city. The good news story has travelled from the city, with the visitors going away and saying, right, okay, great tournament, great playing surfaces, great atmosphere, but most important, the local hospitality is second to none. And the hoteliers very much appreciate it, because what they're telling me now is, you know, we have the Jazz Festival, we have the Halloween Festival, which is fantastic. They would say that this tournament is the biggest on the calendar, because whilst they are maybe one or two nights bed and breakfast, we're 6-7 nights full board.
When you see these kids around the town during the week of the Foyle Cup, there's always groups of like 2 and 3 dozen of them in the same tracksuits and the same T-shirts, and they seem to be around every corner.
Well, I mean, that's what we reckon somewhere in the region of 6,500 young people will be involved in this event this year.
Now, that's just to play.
That's just to play on it. Now, if we even take the American visitors, I reckon there's 650 American visitors, including the teams, coming here for a minimum of 10 days. So from America, we would have about 6,500 bed nights alone.
So the knock-on effect is obviously huge, apart from when they come to play their football and they're obviously travelling a distance and staying in the area a bit longer?
Well, they are. I mean, there's one group coming from America. They have 2 teams. There's 140 in the group, and they're staying for 14 nights. You know, where local teams say they're coming from Sligo or further afield, like in Ireland, they come here for 4 or 5 nights. When you bring them from continental Europe and bring them from the rest of the world, it's a holiday as well as a football tournament.
You have Shane Duffy launching it this year. We had James McLean last year. A couple of years before that, we had Darren Gibson. Mm-hmm. Those are great adverts for your competition.
Well, we're delighted. You know, you work with these kids day in, day out from their 7 years of age. And I have to say, you know, Shane Duffy, I remember refereeing Shane in the Daisy Field. He played in an excellent Foyle Harps team, the young McElhinney brothers. And Shane just, the discipline was excellent in him. There was no thrills or no, you know, he didn't try to oversell. He did effectively a job as a centre-back. And, I mean, it's great. I mean, Republic of Ireland Player of the Year from Derry. I mean, and James McLean got the Supporters Player of the Year from Derry. So we're delighted.
You refereed for a long time, all different levels, age groups. So mm-hmm. you watch these people from maybe their first game, not just those 3 guys, but other players. You must see stuff up close when you're on a pitch refereeing a match.
Well, you see, lots of people have skill, but it's more than skill to make it in professional football. You know, it's personal discipline, it's commitment. And I think that's why a lot of our kids who have gone across the water have come back. They don't have that determination that a James McLean or a Shane Duffy has. And it's great to see them coming through. I mean, it really, really is. It shows our coaches here that they're as good as what's in the rest of the world.
So tell us about the age groups that you're catering for. Yeah.
Well, we're starting at under 9. Every age group right up until 19 for the boys. We have under 9 girls, we have under 11 girls, we have under 13 girls. We have a ladies competition, and I'm absolutely thrilled to say we have a sports with disability competition. We have 3 teams that you could largely describe as having Down syndrome: Oxford Bulls, Sonic Science Swifts, and Glentoran Disabled, all coming down to play in this tournament. And I am as thrilled as having them as I am having 18 teams from America.
It's a big effort to cater for kids who need that wee bit more help or support.
But there's so many local people and the clubs with those that lend themselves. I mean, they're training with them all year. I mean, you take Oxford Bulls, for an example. You know, from where they were last year, those kids, to where they are now, the growth in terms of even their social skills as a result of being involved in this football programme is magnanimous.
I remember talking to James McLean last year after he'd had his wee session with them, and he was buzzing from it. Not happy that they kind of made him look stupid a few times, but he really, really enjoyed it.
Well, when we did the parade last year, they had their one-day tournament, and they were shocked to find me down refereeing the tournament. And I can tell you that as they led our parade into Guildhall Square, the tears were blinding me with joy, sheer joy, excitement, satisfaction. And that was surpassed when I went down. You know, I mean, it was just unbelievable. The coaches were encouraging the R team that they were playing against to score as many goals, and likewise. And really, you know, that was the fun, that was the excitement. And we presented trophies and we presented medals, every single one of them, because as far as we were concerned, they were all winners.
So Foyle Cup is as much about that type of thing as it is finding a McLean or a Gibson or a Duffy.
It's everything. It really is everything, you know, and that's why I say we want to be as socially inclusive as possible. And when we started that with Sports with Disability last year, we intend to grow that event further in years to come.
I don't expect you to list every venue, but you'll give us a rough idea of how far you're spreading it this year.
Well, we're in the Coleraine University, for example. We're as far as that. We'll be in Carolina, beyond Mavelle. We're all over Donegal, Mavelle, Greencastle, McGinn Park. We're in Killay. We're in Lifford. We're in Strabane. We're in the city, all across the city. I mean, no matter what venue is available in the city, we're using it. We have lots of mini soccer centres, which draw in huge crowds. I think we're using something like 36, 37 different venues.
That's a lot of work, Michael. It must be a 52-week event to prepare.
Well,
if you're bringing people from Africa and America.
You tap in and do the work when you need to do it. I mean, to me, the greatest achievement is when you look at the number of matches. You know, we have 6 days of football. We will play over 1,500 matches in 6 days. Now, if you had said to me 10 years ago that we were going to be doing that, I would have said it's impossible. But it really does work like clockwork.
Can you see 500 teams in the future, he says, pushing the numbers further?
If the facilities are there, and if the accommodation's there, the administration we've already shown is presently in place to do that.
The dates, when are you doing the dates?
The 16th, the 21st of July. And really, it has become the Derry week for holidays, because we used to talk about the August fortnight. Everybody now wants off the third week in July for the Foyle Cup tournament.